The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Senior Kiana Matsuda with our national anthem this morning here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good morning, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman for Fort Recovery girls basketball today. Lady Indians come in here with a record of 5 wins, 11 losses. They're taking on the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets, who are 7-10. Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banta, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry, at the west edge of Portland. We've got action for you today as the Indians try to get a win here against Franklin Monroe. Both teams are a little short-handed. Franklin Monroe's leading scorer on the year, Ava Schellebarger, is out with a broken hand and probably done for the season. That, of course, is the same for Kennedy Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. She is set for shoulder surgery here in the near future. So both teams are definitely short-handed. Here's a look at the starting lineups for the Franklin Monroe Jets. They are coached by Tim Bargie. They will start Kyra Barnes inside. She's a junior. Olivia Addis is a sophomore. Presley Cox, a junior.
A locally owned health plus pharmacy.
Guard. And also they go with sophomore Ava Feigl. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians of Tyler Deitch, they've got Sage Luthold, 5'10 senior. Also Carly Niekamp, 5'11 junior in the starting lineup. It is McKenna Hillskamp, 5'4 freshman out there. Callie Wendell, 5'5 senior. And the other starter is Cameron Mullenkamp, and she is a 5'9 freshman. Lady Indians will be in their home white uniforms with the purple trim, and the Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe in their blue uniforms with white and black trim. These two teams met down at Franklin Monroe last year. Basically the same lineups, and the Indians came away with a 15-point victory last year down in Pittsburgh, Ohio. So we are glad to be here with you today. Our first quarter is going to be brought to you by Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, and also in Bern, Indiana. Ask about Kaup Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. We're ready for action here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Here we go. It will be the Indians going right to left and Franklin Monroe the other way. Ball is in the air and it is controlled finally deep in the backcourt by Franklin Monroe. And they'll work it up the court. This is Olivia Cease, guarded by Callie Wendell as she gets it across the timeline, brings it on down to the right side, looks down low. Fort Recovery goes man for man. Now it goes off to Cadence Nichols. Nichols way out in front, nowhere to go with it. She is trapped out there and just threw it away. It's going to be finally, well, actually recovered right along the baseline, and it's a tie-up, and it will go to the Indians. Just underway from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Glad to have you on this kind of foggy Saturday morning. Be careful if you're out and about. No score. We're just underway in the first minute here at the Fieldhouse. Up across the timeline comes McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp, the freshman, over on the far side. She drives right down, kicks it on out in front. They go to Wendell, Callie Wendell at the top of the key, and Franklin Monroe knows to try and keep on her because she is a dead-eye shot. To Hillskamp. Hillskamp back out between the circles, trying to drive inside, kicks it out to Wendell. She'll fire a long three. It's short off the rim. Rebound out front by Cease for Franklin Monroe. No score here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Over on the far side, this is Kara Barnes. Barnes back out in front to Cease, and now it goes to the near side. Back to Barnes. Barnes looking down low, finds no opening. Looking and just threw it away. Tried to go into the corner to Olivia Addis, and she had no room down there. I mean, she was right in the corner, and it's out of bounds to Fort Recovery. No score here in the first period. Callie Wendell, here is Hillskamp with it out in front. Now to Wendell and back to Hillskamp. Hillskamp give and go to Wendell. Wendell dumps it down low inside. They go to Niekamp. Can't get the shot. Back out in front. They go inside. Hillskamp down to the corner. Over it goes to Niekamp. And they'll bring it near side. And Wendell will fire a long one, and it's no good. And the deep rebound going to be flagged down by Luthold. Sage Luthold with it. Trying to get some more workouts front. Gets it out front to Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key. Right side, Hillskamp. Hillskamp down low. Inside, shot up and missed down low. Put back up and in, though, by Carly Niekamp. First basket of the game goes to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Nearly stolen right in front of us as Sage Luthold comes up to midcourt and slaps it out of bounds. The ball will go right back to Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe, 7 wins, 10 losses on the year. Tim Bargey, the coach. He's familiar with the MAC conference, played at Versailles. Trapped down in front, they go far side. Now out for a long three, and that is no good. Deep rebound, flagged down by Luthold. Luthold gets it ahead to Wendell. Wendell up the right side. She takes it right to the hole on the way, and it rattles in and out, won't go. Rebound comes off to Franklin Monroe. And then we have a tie-up called right underneath the basket. Now it's going to be Franklin Monroe's ball, and Fort Recovery is going to put some pressure on. 2-0 as Fort Recovery leads here in the first quarter. Driving all the way down court is Barnes in trouble. We'll hand it off out front to Presley Cox. Cox comes to the near side to Nichols. Caden's Nichols with it and gives it up to Olivia Cease. Cease kind of runs the show for them out there at the point guard position. Cease looks, cross-courts it over to Addis. Addis, nowhere to go with it. Back in front to Cease. Cease now tries to reset it. Sport Recovery has gone to his own, and they didn't recognize it real well. Threw it away inside. Luthold just stepped in front of the pass. Here come the Indians on ahead. Hillskamp, far side. Ball is knocked loose. It's picked up by Fort Recovery. Out in front, and getting it is Cameron Mullenkamp. And then we've got a foul across the way that's going to be charged against Kyra Barnes of Franklin Monroe. And that is the first foul there. We have a timeout that's called by Franklin Monroe. Your first quarter being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Cal Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, livability for everyone. The Cal Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Mark taking the time to listen and care.
Quick timeout, Carol, called there by Tim Bargey. His team just not attacking the way he wants them to. All right, Fort Recovery with the ball. Out in front, Callie Wendell gets it off to McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp, far side. Over it goes, and almost stolen away by Franklin Monroe. Here's driving inside as Hillskamp kicks it out to the far side to Niekamp. And now Wendell knocked away from her and stolen by Franklin Monroe. Down the right side with it is Nichols and can't, well, she was hit on the shot. She's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul's called against Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. That is her first and the team's first. And two shots will be coming here. And that'll be to Cadence Nichols. Nichols, a sophomore, puts it up and missed it. She'll have one more. 4 minutes, 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Fort Recovery leads it 2-0. Nichols with one more free throw. Really squats down low, puts it up, and missed it badly. That never hit the rim. It went wide left. And so the ball will come out to Fort Recovery. Got to hit the rim, or else the other team gets it out automatically. Some people don't understand that rule, but that is the rule and always has been. Pass to the near side, nearly taken away. Wendell will come up with it out in front. Gives it across the way to Niekamp. Niekamp in the corner. Feeds it off far side. They get it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp on the perimeter. Now to Wendell. Wendell turns around, guarded closely. Gets it off. Here's a long three that is no good off the hands of Niekamp. Rebound comes off to Franklin Monroe. They'll come down to Cease. Cease will stop at the top of the key. Fire it right side. Drive in. Shot up and no good by Schellebarger. Rebound. Schellebarger, well, had it knocked away from her. It's going to be Franklin Monroe ball. Eva Schellenberger is a sophomore. Her sister is out with an injury. Here's the ball inside, and it's knocked right out of bounds, and that went off the Jets, and so the ball goes to Fort Recovery. So the turnover gives it back to Fort Recovery. It's still 2-0 here, and we are halfway through the first quarter. Wendell, right side, over to Niekamp. Niekamp looks out in front. Mullenkamp, now back to Niekamp, drives in the corner, gives it off to Luthold. Luthold in the corner. They come back out in front. Now it's Hillskamp. Hillskamp at the top of the key. Right side to Carly Niekamp. They can't find an opening. Good strong 2-3 zone being put up by Franklin Monroe. Now it's to Hillskamp out in front. They go to the right side. Wendell, she's open, pops a three and hit it. Callie Wendell gets the triple, and it is 5-0 in favor of Fort Recovery, and they come out with the full court press. Early in the first quarter, being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Here is Cease, dribbles through the traffic, brings it on down, driving. Here's a shot on the way, no good, off of Nichols' hands. And then the rebound shot, no good again, and this time the Fort Recovery gets the rebound. On ahead, McKenna Hillskamp, driving, shot off the glass, no. Rebound to Franklin Monroe, and here they go the other way. On down the far side with it is Cox. Cox lost it, picks it up, goes to the hole, and scores. Presley Cox gets the first two for Franklin Monroe. 5-2, Fort Recovery leads here. 2.5 minutes to play in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Over on the right wing, it is Niekamp. Niekamp gives it to Hillskamp, lost the ball. It's knocked away, it's loose, and it's out of bounds. It'll go to Franklin Monroe. Little miscommunication as to where it was going to go. Sophie Guggenbiller is going to check in now for Fort Recovery, the freshman. And we got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. First quarter, 5-2, Fort Recovery leads. We're back after this from Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Calp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Calp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Calp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In a simple case of Tyler Deitch not liking how the offense was not moving right. Called a quick timeout to settle everybody down. As we mentioned, Sophie Guggenbiller was going in at the timeout. Here is Cease for Franklin Monroe. Into the corner to Nichols. Nichols can't get a shot. Threw it away. Picked off by Fort Recovery. Long pass far side to Hillskamp. Hillskamp brings it out to Wendell for a long three, and it won't go. Rebound knocked down and picked away finally by the Jets. Out there with it is Schellebarger. Schellebarger comes away with it. Brings it on ahead. Up it goes to Nichols. And Nichols near side to Cease. Cease back out in front. And the ball is slapped away, and it's out of bounds, touched last by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. 5-2, Fort Recovery in the lead. In front with it, this is Cadence Nichols. Nichols, top of the key, right side to Cease. Cease out in front. Here's a five-footer. Banks in. Into the basket there. Presley Cox gets her second basket. She's got all 4 points for Franklin Monroe. 5-4, a one-point Fort Recovery lead. Niekamp out in front to Guggenbiller, and now it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell inside. Here's Niekamp, puts it up, and she got a friendly bounce, and it goes in. Carly Niekamp has her fourth point. 7-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. We near the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Olivia Cease, right side for Franklin Monroe. They go over on the far wing now to Nichols. Nichols back across the way. Here's Schallenberger. Schallenberger driving, threw it into the corner, almost threw it away. They get it out in front now to Presley Cox. Cox will give it off to Cease. Cease on the wing. Schallenberger fires a long one. That's way short. Rebounded by Niekamp. Niekamp presses ahead on down for Fort Recovery. Knocked away. Picked up, driving, and scoring is Hillskamp. McKenna Hillskamp gets her first basket, and it's 9-4 Fort Recovery. 30 seconds and counting here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here is Cease for Franklin Monroe. In the corner, nowhere to go with it by Barnes. Lost the ball, picked up by Fort Recovery. They're running. Hillskamp to the hole and misses the layup. Rebound taken away by Franklin Monroe. Down to 12 seconds in the quarter. Trying to get it up court. Right at half court, down to 8. Driving is Cease. Gets it near side. They'll cross court the pass, and they're going to work. They'll get a long shot that is way off the mark of the buzz with a put back. No, and that's the end of the first quarter. At the end of one on the Count Pharmacy scoreboard here in the first quarter, it is Fort Recovery 9 and the Franklin Monroe Jets 4. And we're back after this from Count Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, livability for everyone. The Kalp Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, one quarter in the books, and it is Fort Recovery in the lead by a score of 9-4. Quick look at the scoring. Carly Niekamp had 4, McKenna Hillskamp 2, and Callie Wendell with 3 for the Indians. And the only scoring done by Franklin Monroe, all by Presley Cox. She had all 4 of their points. Your second quarter, that is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And it'll be Fort Recovery ball to start the second period. And the Indians enjoying a 5-point lead here in the second quarter. On the perimeter, they work it out in front. They'll get it around to the near side. They look top of the key, and they get it to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, ball is tipped away and a scramble for the ball. A battle for it inside, and now we have a tie-up. And the ball is going to go to Franklin Monroe. In for the Indians to start the second quarter is Bryn Willman, big freshman. So she's in there now for the Indians, who lead 9-4. Cross-court pass for Cease out in front. Goes into the corner. Here's a shot from the corner. That is short off the hands of Ava Feigl, who is in now. And the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Wendell right side to Hillskamp. Drives the baseline. Turns around. Gets it out to Wendell. Wendell will drive inside. Wendell pulls up from 15 and can't get it off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Willman. Willman back out front. Hillskamp. It's short. And the ball goes out of bounds off the rim. And it will be the Lady Jets getting it. Here comes Carly Niekamp. And also Cameron Mullenkamp will come back in for Fort Recovery. 7:03 to go here in quarter number two. Number two is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe trying to work it out on the perimeter. They get it to Olivia Cease. Cease cross-courts it on the right side to Nichols, and Nichols nowhere to go. Nichols looking, just playing pitch and catch with Cease, and right back to Nichols, and right back to Cease. Nowhere to go, back to Nichols. It's just back and forth about four or five times. They'll go inside, and a quick five-footer will not go for Presley Cox. And the ball's knocked out of bounds, and it's touched last by Fort Recovery. So it will be Frank the Monroe ball, but now here's Schallenberger coming back in for that's Eva Schallenberger. Her sister Lily is out with an injury. Got a broken hand all wrapped up right in front of us. Ball comes out front, stolen away by the Indians. Here is Luthold, and down to Niekamp, looking for help. Turning, puts up a shot and got fouled. Niekamp couldn't find anybody to throw it to, so she put up a shot and got hacked, and she'll get two free throws. Foul was called against Feigl. Feigl gets her first. That's the first team foul on the Jets here in the second quarter. Free throw is up and bounding off. Four bounces off the rim and goes out. One more coming for Niekamp. Carly has 4 points already, and she'll fire one more. Positions her foot just outside the line. This free throw is perfect. She's got five. It is 10-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. 6:10 to play here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Cadence Nichols, Olivia Cease play pitch and catch. Now goes to the right side over to Kyra Brandt, who's in there now. Pass down low over to Brandt, and she'll pop a shot from the side. It's an air ball. Rebound picked away by Fort Recovery. Pass is going to be too long. It'll be picked away at the other end by Ava Feigl of Monroe, of Frank the Monroe, and she'll walk it back up. Frank the Monroe near side over to Nichols. Nichols, nowhere to go with it. Right side to Schallenberger. Schallenberger has it knocked loose. Picked up in the backcourt, but that was off her teammate's hand, so that's over and back. And the ball will belong to Fort Recovery with 5:33 to go in the first half. And it's going to be Carly Niekamp to throw it into Callie Wendell. Wendell out in front. It's a 10-4 lead for Fort Recovery. They've led the entire way. Pass comes out in front. That goes to Willman, and Willman now to Wendell. Inside, here is Niekamp. Niekamp goes to Mullenkamp. Nowhere to go. Out to Wendell for three. Off the back of the rim, no. Willman the rebound. Goes back to Wendell. Wendell in the corner. Here's a shot from the corner. Good! It's a two-point basket. Luthold had her foot on the line, but it's two anyway. And now it's an 8-point lead for Fort Recovery at 12-5. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Fort Recovery playing very, very well. And right now, Frank the Monroe just can't find a shot, let alone a basket. Right side, it's a pass. It's nearly stolen. They get it back out front to Cease. Cease over to Nichols. Nichols can't do anything. Back to Cease. Cease will pull up, and she'll fire a shot, and it barely grazed the rim. It's out of bounds, and that goes off Fort Recovery. Wendell hit it last, so it'll be Frank the Monroe ball from the baseline. 4:35 to go here in the half. And now coming in for the Lady Jets is Kyra Barnes coming back in. 4:35 till halftime. Been a very fast-paced game. No JV, as Frank the Monroe does not have enough players for JV. Here's a quick shot up and in as it went right to Kyra Barnes, and she popped it up. Or check it to Presley Cox, got it again, and that's her 6th point. She has all of the points for Franklin Monroe. Otherwise, no one else has hardly even put up a shot. They work it inside the Indians and threw it away. It's picked off by the Jets, and up quickly they come. On down the right side, Cease across the way, out front, 5-footer, will not go. Rebound by Niekamp. Niekamp the other way for Fort Recovery. Down it goes to Wendell. Wendell down to the baseline, tries to drive inside, now reverses, brings it back out in front. Callie Wendell, top of the key, back out front now to Niekamp, and they'll reset the offense. Niekamp right at center circle, left side pass to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking in the front, hands it off. Ball knocked away into the backcourt by Nichols, and it's picked up by Wendell. Wendell with it out in front, trying to get away from her. She's pesky defensively. Nearly fell down. gets it off into the corner. Now Niekamp with it. Back out front to Luthold. Luthold gives it to Wendell. Wendell now looks into the middle. Mullenkamp. They bring it back out. Wendell won't shoot the long three. She'll go right side over to Luthold. Luthold looks. Puts it on the floor. Gives it back out front to Wendell. Wendell, and now we got a reach-in foul. That's going to be whistled against Kyra Barnes. That's her second and the team's second. And coming in for McKenna Hillskamp will come back in for Fort Recovery. And also back in for Franklin Monroe is Eva Schellebarger. Fort Recovery with the ball and leading it 12-6. Near side, Callie Wendell giving Golden McKenna Hillskamp a three on the way. Short off the rim. Rebound by Niekamp. Back up and won't go. Rebound Luthold, but she's called for crawling over the back, and she did. She used a hand to get position and picks up the personal. That is her first, and it's the team's first of this quarter against Fort Recovery. Just under 3 minutes to play till halftime. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Here is Cease. Cease looking inside. Cease drives, turns, hands it off to Schellebarger. Schellebarger out front, turns, lobbing it inside. Here's a baseline shot. That's an air ball. Finally picked up inside by Luthold. Luthold for Fort Recovery. Luthold gets it ahead to Wendell. Wendell pushes it up the court. Long pass, far side, Hillskamp. Back out front, Mullenkamp. They lob it inside to Niekamp. Down low, Luthold from the corner. It won't go. Rebound, battle for it. Loose, still loose. Picked away by Franklin Monroe, and they're off and running. Long pass on down to Barnes. She goes up and misses a layup. Rebound taken away inside by Nichols. Nichols back out in front. Gets it to Presley Cox. Cox nowhere to go. Hands it off to Cease. Cease on the left wing to Nichols. Nichols looks inside. 2 minutes to play in the half. Pass down low. Shot up. No, but a foul. They got the pass down low to Cox. She couldn't hit the shot, but she did draw the foul. And the foul was called against Callie Wendell. That's the first on Callie and the second team foul. So at the free throw line is Presley Cox firing and hitting. Presley Cox has all 7 points for Franklin Monroe. She's the only one to score. One more coming. It's on the way, and she missed it. Deep rebound comes off to Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. Indians lead 12-7 here with a minute 50 to go in the second period. Being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Wendell in the corner. Wendell hops it out front to Niekamp. She'll drive in. Dell puts up the shot and hit it. Wasn't sure at first, but then decided, heck, why not? Did and got the field goal. She's got 7 points. 14-7, Fort Recovery leads. Here is Schellebarger. Ball knocked away from her, and it's out of bounds. It'll still belong to Franklin Monroe. It was knocked out by Callie Wendell. We're down to a minute 26 to go in the first half. Fort Recovery in front by a score of 14-7. Lob pass out in front to Schellebarger. Schellebarger may have taken an extra step, but they didn't. They let it go. Out in front. Now they get it off to Cease. Cease truly runs the offense for them outside. Gives it off to a Nichols. Nichols far side driving is Barnes. Barnes can't go anywhere. Feeds it. Here's a drive down low. Pass to the right side. Almost thrown away. And then we did have a double dribble that was called in the corner there against Presley Cox. So the turnover gives it back to Fort Recovery. Indians lead it by a score of 14-7 with 1 minute to play here in the first half. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. McKenna Hillskamp goes to the lane. Her runner is short. Rebound can't be controlled by the Indians, and it'll go back to Franklin Monroe. The Jets will have it back. The Jets have one player who has scored so far. Ava Feigl will come back in for Franklin Monroe, and also coming back in is Olivia Addis. So we come in here for the last minutes, actually 50 seconds to go in the first half. Walking it up is Nichols. Nichols goes far side, and Cox almost drops it. Pass down low, nowhere to go. Trapped down on the paint, but getting it out front. Top of the circle with it now is Nichols. Nichols nowhere to go with it. She'll fire it to the right side down to Barnes. Barnes inside, and the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Oh, they say it was touched last by the Indians. I thought sure that that was going to be their ball, but they say that Addis, who was trapped down there, bounced it off one of the Indians' feet. There's a pass out in front. Barnes with it. Barnes starts to drive, gives it out in front. Left side pass. Over it goes to Nichols. Down to 20 seconds in the quarter. Lobs it to the near side. On down, there's a shot. It's blocked. It's picked up by the Indians. Feigl had it put back in her face, and the Indians will get it. They'll look for the last shot of the half. Into the corner. Driving inside is Hillskamp. Kicks it out in front. Nearly stolen away. Pass comes out. A long one by Wendell. Bingo! Right ahead of the buzzer. Callie Wendell from way out in front nails the triple. And at halftime, Fort Recovery has a 10-point lead. It's Fort Recovery 17 and Franklin Monroe 7. Your second quarter was brought to you by the good folks at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. So it's 17-7 here at halftime. Kind of a low-scoring affair so far, but that's just the way they go. Second quarter was brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Bracken with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Halftime here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians lead Franklin Monroe by 10 at the break, 17-7. Points have been kind of hard to come by here in the first half, but the thing is, the defense has been there for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They have stopped everybody on Franklin Monroe with the exception of Presley Cox. Presley Cox, the junior, has all 7 points for Franklin Monroe here in the first half. Nobody else has scored for the Lady Jets. And I was talking earlier to Coach Tim Bargey, and he said, yeah, without their injured player, Lily Schallenbarger, points were going to be hard to find because nobody else really wanted to shoot. And so Presley Cox is the only Jet to score 7 at halftime. Now, for Fort Recovery, different story. Carly Niekamp leads the Indians at halftime with 7 points. Callie Wendell has 6. She hit that her second three-pointer. The second one was just about 1 second to go in the half, and it was clearly, you know, in the net when the horn sounded. So she's got six at halftime. They also have 2 points from McKenna Hillscamp and 2 points from Sage Luthold. But that's it. 17-7. We've had no ties. We've had no lead changes. And a grand total of 24 points scored in the first half. But Fort Recovery led at the end of the first quarter 9-4. And they outscored Franklin Monroe in the second quarter 8-3. So defense prevailing here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Coming up later on today, we've got Indiana University basketball. It's Indiana and Illinois. I think it's Illinois that is playing. Let me check my source here, and I'll double-check that. But we've got action coming your way on Jay Country 101. And it is going to be, let's see, the Hoosiers. Yeah, it's Illinois. It's at Illinois today. Tip-off at 3 o'clock. Pre-game show will begin at 2. And then tonight, we've got high school basketball. Well, you pick who you want to listen to. It is Blackford against Jay County at Jay County tonight. And we'll have the JV game on PG-14 and FM 105.3 with Rob and Company. They'll have that at 6 o'clock this evening with the varsity about 8 o'clock. Actually, 6:30. The games are about a half an hour later tonight because Jay County is hosting the wrestling sectional today. And so they are a little late to get started because it's going to go most of the afternoon. And then by the time they clean things out and get it ready for basketball, well, you know what happens. You got to have some time. So they move the start of the games back a half an hour between the Patriots and the Bruins. We will have the Blackford side of things here on Jay Country 101 tonight. And Blackford coming off a tremendous last night. So was Jay County. Jay County went up and got an impressive win at Bluffton, beating former Jay County coach Craig Teagle and holding his team to 14 total points. 31-14 was the final last night as Jay County beat Bluffton in the varsity level. Meanwhile, Blackford's boys got an impressive win, burying Eastbrook 76-47. And then the marquee matchup of the night was the girls' game between Blackford and Eastbrook. Two really good teams. There's an old saying, you cannot win a game in the first quarter, but you can lose it. Well, Eastbrook's kind of the attest of that now, because Blackford shut out Eastbrook's girls in the first quarter 9-0 and never trailed as the Lady Bruins beat the Lady Panthers 44-31. And with that, those two teams share the championship of the Central Indiana Conference last night. And more than likely, with the sectional coming up this week for the girls in Indiana, the way it looks, it'll be Eastbrook and Blackford playing probably for the championship 1 week from tonight down at Elwood. But that's just the way it works out. We will come back with the start of the third quarter, where Fort Recovery leads Franklin Monroe by a score of 17-7. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in the new 300 Series Skid Steer Loader or Track Loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
Well, we move on to the third quarter here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians lead coming out of the halftime break. 17-7 is your score. Your third quarter is going to be brought to you by the folks at Cooper Farms all over the area. See them about great jobs and great products in your area. Cooper Farms will be presenting our action here in the third quarter. And by the way, if you're looking for employment opportunities, just go to cooperfarms.com/join our team and find out all the details. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. All right, 17-7, Fort Recovery leading Franklin Monroe here. Franklin Monroe came into today's action with a record of 7-10, but they recently lost their leading scorer, Lily Schallenbarger, and looking at her down here on the bench with her right hand all wrapped up, broke her hand recently, and she's probably done for the season, maybe facing surgery. Meanwhile, of course, the Lady Indians are without Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's facing shoulder surgery, the 6-foot junior. All right, Indians have the ball to start the Cooper Farms third quarter. Here we go. Far side, Callie Wendell. Wendell give and go near side to Hillskamp, drives down to the baseline, turns around, gets it to Carly Niekamp, and back to Hillskamp in the corner. Back out in front and goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. They look, they go inside. Here's a pass, knocked around, picked up. They'll get it back out in front. Now it's to Wendell, who drives the baseline. Her runner's up and in. Little runner from the baseline for Callie Wendell. She's got 8, and this is the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery of 12. It's 19-7. And we'll try and get it here in just a second. Let's see if that works.
I won't be able to tell. That's line in. Leaving out.
So we have the ball. It was stopped. Was kicked out of bounds. It's Franklin Monroe ball. 19-7 is your score. As here is the Jets trying to get it out front. They get it to Cease. Won't take a shot. Here's a shot out front taken by Barnes. It's way off the mark. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Driving is Callie Wendell, and she just threw it away underneath. It was picked off inside. Pass to the right side. Cease looking. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. Goes to Barnes out on the perimeter. A long three is no good. The rebound inside by the Indians. Taken out of there by Cameron Mullenkamp. Feeds it on ahead. The far side with it is Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key. Right side pass. They go inside to Niekamp. Turns. Kicks it back out to Wendell. In the corner to Luthold. And Sage Luthold gets it inside. And a shot put up and a foul. As Carly Niekamp is hit on the arm. And the foul was called against Olivia Addis. Addis gets her first foul. And that'll be the first foul of the third quarter against the Jets. So at the line is Carly Niekamp, 7 points on the day. Make it 8 as she puts it right through the bottom of the net. 20-7 in favor of Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe just cannot find any offense outside of Presley Cox. Second shot is no good, and the rebound comes off to Franklin Monroe. Jets with the ball. Olivia Cease out in front with it. Cease goes far side over on the wing to Nichols. Nichols will lob it down low to Barnes. Barnes turns around, and she, well, timeout's been called here. Timeout by Franklin Monroe. 6:09 to play, third quarter, 20-7. Fort Recovery leads here in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
.09 to play, third quarter, as Fort Recovery leads Franklin Monroe by a score of 20-7. Here's the ball out in front for the Jets. They'll work it to the near side. Here is Barnes. A long three. That's way off the mark. Deep rebound. Barnes comes up with it. Pass out in front. They get it back to Barnes for a shot, and she'll miss that one. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell. Wendell goes down far side. Hillscamp. Hillscamp trapped along the baseline. Out in front. They get it back to Wendell for a three. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down inside there by Mullenkamp, and then she was tied up. And the ball will go to Frank Monroe. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Excuse me, the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. 5 minutes, 35 seconds to play here in the third period. Frank Monroe, 4 points in the first quarter, three in the second, none so far here in the third, and only one player has scored. Ball knocked away and almost stolen by, was almost stolen away by Hillscamp, but it's still going to be Frank Monroe ball as she knocked it out right in front of the Frank Monroe bench. Barnes will feed it back out in front to Cadence Nichols. Nichols looks inside. Now near side to Barnes. Barnes down low to a new face in there. That's Maura Yount. And she lost the ball, but it was touched last by Fort Recovery. So the ball will be in the hands of the Jets from the baseline. From all the Fort Recovery boys athletes who are down here cheering for the girls. Always great to see that. Now here's Presley Cox way out in front to Nichols. Nichols looking, give and go far side over to Eva Schallenbarger, and she stepped on the baseline and traveled anyway. So take your pick as to what you want to call that turnover, but she made two mistakes at the same time. Just under 5 minutes to play here, third quarter. Fort Recovery up by 13. Left side is Hillscamp. Hillscamp dumps it down low to Niekamp. She turns and has the ball stripped away. Well, actually, a tie-up is what they're going to call. It'll be Fort Recovery ball. Kyra Barnes got in there and just grabbed the ball, but they held it momentarily, so a held ball is, you know, alternate possession. Fort Recovery ball, top of the key. Sage Luthold, Luthold into the corner. Hillscamp, Hillscamp open for the jumper and hit it. A three, in fact. I didn't know if she was beyond the line or not, but she was. She's got five, and the lead grows to 16 now at 23-7. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Barnes into the corner to Yount. Yount out in front. It's knocked loose. It's picked up by Hillscamp. She'll pick it up, take it down low, and gets knocked around, gets it over, and a long three is no good by a Luthold. Rebound finally picked away and knocked out of bounds. It will be Fort Recovery ball, but a timeout call by the Indians. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, so far this third quarter, the Lady Indians have outscored Franklin Monroe 6-0 and lead 23-7 midway here in this third quarter. And Callie Wendell and Carly Niekamp have both outscored the entire Franklin Monroe team by themselves. Here's the ball knocked around, picked up by Carly Niekamp. She drives down in the paint, puts up the shot, can't get it to go. Rebound fought for, picked away by Franklin Monroe. It's picked up in there by Maura Yount. Yount on ahead and driving up the right side with it is Cadence Nichols. A shot from out front is no good. Rebound, there's about four Indians in there to get it. Finally pulled out of there by Luthold. They get it ahead to Wendell, near side to Hillscamp. Her runner from the side is way off the mark. Rebounded, and out in front with it is Nichols. Nichols drives all the way down. Collision, shot no good, and an offensive foul. And that's a good call because Nichols was just driving in there, and the defense just sat and waited for her. So Nichols picks up the foul. That'll be her first, and that'll be their second team foul of the quarter. We have 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Threes are wild here at the field house right now, and Franklin Monroe trailing Fort Recovery 23-7. Callie Wendell, left side pass over on the far side, And in for the first time for Fort Recovery today as they get it down low. They bring in Bridget Homan. So Homan is out there for the Indians. Ball turned over. Comes ahead to Franklin Monroe. Barnes with it out in front. Plays pitch and catch out there with Nichols. Nichols looking. No place to go. Trying to drive in. Can't. Looks for a shot. Here's Barnes back in front. It's Nichols. Nichols to Barnes. Barnes on down to the baseline. Can't find anything. And it'll be back out in front. Here's a shot way wide right by about 3 feet. Not even close. Up the court, we got a pushing and shoving foul. It's going to be called on Kyra Barnes. That'll be her third. And she was just going after Carly Niekamp and just slapping her and shoving her all over the place. So that is team foul number three, and still no free throws coming to the Indians yet this quarter. Out front to Wendell. 2:38 to go, third period. Now into the corner to Homan. Homan, they go far side. Wendell along the baseline, feeds it in. Shot up is no good by Niekamp. Rebound picked away by the Jets. Franklin Monroe on the drive. Barnes will set, shoot, and miss it by about a foot. Way off the mark. Niekamp on ahead, underneath Luthold. Luthold has it stripped away. Barnes came back to take it away. Our checkup, that is Presley Cox, who's back in. On down to Barnes. Her shot's up and in. Barnes gets her first points. That's the first basket by a Franklin Monroe player not scored by Presley Cox. It's 23-9 out in front. Here is Sage Luthold. Luthold, right side pass over to Callie Wendell. Three on the way. In and out. Deep rebound. Knocked around. There is a pile-up down there. Tie-up. And the ball will go to Franklin Monroe. Coming back in for the Jets is Olivia Cease, their point guard, after a breather. Minute 47 to go, third period. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn, call Cooper Farms, 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Passed in the right side, knocked around, picked up out in front by Olivia Cease. Near side, and a timeout called by Franklin Monroe. Minute 28 to go, third quarter, and it's a comfortable 14-point lead for Fort Recovery. They lead 23-9. We're back after this on PG14, J Country 101.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Late in the third quarter, and Fort Recovery rolling right along with a 23-9 lead over Franklin Monroe. Jets have the ball following the timeout. Olivia Cease with it out in front, looking. Right side pass over to Ava Feigl, who's back in. Feigl looks, gets it back to Cease. Cease to Feigl, and they just play pitch and catch out front. Can't find an opening. Now near side over to Nichols. Nichols can't find a shot. Just threw it away, or was there a shove? There was a shove. So the foul's going to go inside against Carly Niekamp. That is her second, and that's the first team foul against Fort Recovery here in the third quarter. So no free throws. Cease will throw it in. Cease looking, having trouble. Just does get it in, but it's knocked loose, but picked up by Franklin Monroe. Nichols with it out in front. Nichols backs out of there with it. Looks right side over to Feigl. They work on the perimeter. They get it inside and back out in front to Nichols. Nichols near side to Cease. Cease looks and back to on the right side to Nichols. They just don't tend to shoot. So you can limit who you have to guard out there the way it looks. Feigl and back in front. We're down to 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Franklin Monroe just can't find any kind of a shot. They go now to Presley Cox. She puts up a shot that is way short. Rebound inside by Callie Wendell. Indians look for the last shot of the quarter, down to 25 seconds. Here is Wendell, goes far side. Here's a long three by Holman. It's off the rim, no. Got her own rebound, goes up, and has it knocked away. And it will be Fort Recovery ball. Back in is Hillscamp, and also Cameron Mullenkamp comes back in. 15.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Indians have it, their end of the court. The lob pass, and it goes to Bryn Willman, and then lost it. Picked up by Cease. Cease takes it all the way down, kicks it back out in front, comes near side to Cox. Cox, with 5 seconds, doesn't realize they're down to three. They're not going to get a shot off. They'll lob it down low, threw it away, but that's the end of the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Fort Recovery 23 and Franklin Monroe 9. Your third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we move into the fourth quarter, and the Lady Indians in a comfortable position here, leading by a score of 23-9. Here as we go to the fourth period. Indians with the ball as we start the fourth period. McKenna Hillscamp down low to Niekamp, puts it up, missed it. Fight for the rebound, picked away by Franklin Monroe, and back come the Jets. They just have had a hard time getting off any kind of a good shot in this game, partly because of the defense, and just here's a long shot. Oh, I spoke too soon. It's a two-point basket for Ava Feigl. That's her first basket, and they finally reach double digits. It's 23-11. Fort Recovery with it out in front. It is Callie Wendell. Wendell looks down low, gets it top of the key to Willman, and back to Wendell. Wendell at the top of the circle, left side over on the wing to Hillscamp. McKenna Hillscamp turns back to Wendell. She's open, a three, and got it again. That is her third of the game, and she's got 11 points to lead all scorers. It is now 26-11 in favor of Fort Recovery. Quick shot at the other end, no, and the rebound pulled out of there by Bryn Willman. Long pass on down, knocked away and stolen by Olivia Cease of Franklin Monroe. Beats it on ahead to Presley Cox. Cox way out in front, guarded closely. And we have a timeout called by Franklin Monroe. 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play. It is Fort Recovery 26. And the Franklin Monroe Jets 11. And we are back in just a minute here on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Quick timeout. Wasn't sure if it was a short one or not, but it's a short one. So we are back, and Fort Recovery leads by 15 with 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Pressure being applied as Franklin Monroe tries to get it in. They finally do. Feigl. Feigl gives it off to Cease. Cease trying to drive. Runs into her own player. Hands it off now to Feigl. Feigl, near side, over to Nichols and back to Feigl. Feigl looks, lobs it to the near corner to a new face that is Maura Yount, and she turned it over. taken away by the Indians. They'll work it up the right side. Driving is McKenna Hillscamp. Her runner is up and won't go. Rebound picked away by the Indians. Lost inside and now taken away by Franklin Monroe. Up it comes to Cease. Trying to get it across the timeline. Finally does. Has it knocked away, and now she's trapped. Gets it over to Feigl. Feigl will give and go down low. Inside to Yount. Yount, as they work the perimeter, can't find a shot. Now sees drive, shoots, misses. Rebound comes off to Willman for Fort Recovery. On ahead, top of the key with it is Wendell. Wendell gives it off over there to Luthold. Luthold, back it comes out front to McKenna Hillscamp. Hillscamp back to Wendell. Wendell looking. Will just stand out there and dribble around and look over the defense while everyone catches a breath. Now Wendell drives down to the baseline. Gets it off out in front to Cameron Mullenkamp. They work the weave out in front. Here is Wendell. She'll drive. Her runner is off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Battle for inside. Scramble and a tie up. And the possession arrow will give it to Franklin Monroe. Subs coming in for the Jets. They will bring in Kyra Barnes and also Ava Schallenbarger. We're down to 5 minutes and 16 seconds to go. You're listening to high school girls basketball action from the Fortside Fieldhouse on WPGW-FM Portland, Indiana. I'm Ed Thurman. Glad to be with you on this Saturday. Here's a drive down. Shot no good inside by Franklin Monroe. Picked off by the Indians. And driving down the way is McKenna Hillscamp. Her runner is no good. Rebound lost inside, but picked up along the base line by Luthold. Now to Hillscamp. Hillscamp is trapped. Back out in front to Callie Wendell. Wendell looks inside with it. Wendell wants to drive. Wendell looking on the perimeter. Hands it off to Hillscamp. Hillscamp goes into the lane. Gives it out front. Here's a long three that is way short by Cameron Mullenkamp. And it's out of bounds going back to the Jets. Here comes Carly Niekamp back in, replacing Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. We're down to 4:38 in the game. 26-11 is the score. Sport Recovery, a very comfortable lead. Driving down is Barnes. Barnes from the side, and there's a jump shot good by Presley Cox. She has 9 of their 13 points. 26-13 is your score. Into the front court, Callie Wendell. Wendell out front to Niekamp. Niekamp kicks it out. And Hillscamp down to the baseline. Dumps it down low. There's Willman. She's wide open. Can't get it. Rebound. Then just went right across the open cylinder. Now a turnover. Niekamp feeds it on ahead. Luthold. And on down to Wendell. She puts it up and in. Callie Wendell now with 13 points, and it's 28-13 in favor of Fort Recovery. Just under 4 minutes yet to play in this one. Franklin Monroe with it, far side. They'll work it from Cease on the right side to Nichols, and Nichols looks and back to Cease out front. They dump it in the middle, back to Cox, and now back to Cease. Cease looks, feeds it over on the top of the key to Nichols, and back to Cease. Dumps it inside, turning, nowhere to go. Indians trying to get the steal. They do get the steal. Collision, ball is loose. Picked up on the far side by Franklin Monroe. Cease, nowhere to go with it. Ball knocked loose again. It's still loose, and now a reach-in foul out front called against Fort Recovery as McKenna Hillscamp will pick up the personal. That'll be her first and the team's first here in the fourth quarter. So it'll be thrown inside court in front of the Franklin Monroe bench. Olivia Cease with it out in front. Give and go far side. Here's a long three by Nichols. Short off the rim. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Cease. Cease drives inside. Goes over to Schallenbarger. Schallenbarger beams it out in front to a Cease. She'll put up a jumper and got it. Cease with her first 2 points of the day. Makes it 28-15. Just under 3 minutes to play in the game. Dribbling around with it is McKenna Hillscamp, right to the basket, banks it up too hard. Rebound comes off to Cox of Franklin Monroe, and they'll run the other way. Cox into the front court, gets it on down to Schallenbarger. She drives, shoots, and she couldn't get it. Rebound inside by the Indians. Coming away with it is Callie Wendell. Wendell all the way down the other way to the corner. Jumper from the corner is short. Out in front, it's picked up by Hillscamp. Hillscamp looking, and it's knocked away from her. And it's still going to be Fort Recovery ball. And here comes Lila Davis in for Franklin Monroe. She, I think, is the last player that has not played for them. also back in. Ava Feigl will come back. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to go. It's 28-15 in favor of Fort Recovery. And it comes. Nearly a steal. It is a steal. Now picked up by Frank the Monroe. They'll get it on ahead to Cease, and Cease is fouled by Callie Wendell. That'll be the second foul on Wendell, second team foul of the quarter against Fort Recovery. Cease with it over on the far wing, out front to Feigl. Near side, Schallebarger cross-courts it to Cease, who puts up a three that just barely grazes the rim. Rebound comes out in front by Hillscamp. Hillscamp will take it all the way down. She's going right to the basket, lays it up and in. McKenna Hillscamp has 7 points. It is 30-15 in favor of Fort Recovery, as the Lady Indians well on their way to win number six of the year, or the season. Here's a lob pass down low. It's going to be knocked around out of bounds, and it will go to Fort Recovery. Or will it? No, it's going to go to Frank the Monroe. Subs coming in all over the place. Kira Brandt. She is now the last Frank the Monroe player to get in the game. And it'll be thrown in by the Jets. And it's stolen away. And here comes Carly Niekamp all the way down for a layup. Niekamp is in double figures with 10. It's 32-15. Minute and a half to go in this one here at the Fieldhouse. Near side with it, out on the wing. It is Olivia Addis. They work the perimeter. They look near side. Addis can't find a shot. Here's a steal by Wendell. Wendell goes down, and she will not get it. She got knocked around, and no foul was called. They're letting them get away right now. This is just play out the ranks, and Fort Recovery is about to empty the bench, too. Near side, Frank the Monroe. They'll look. They'll get it across the way. Looking for a shot is Feigl. Feigl dribbles it around. 1 minute to play here in the game. Now it goes to Feigl, and Feigl will put up a long three that's partially blocked. Rebound taken out of there by Niekamp. Niekamp will bring it on down for Fort Recovery. Niekamp wants to drive to the basket, goes up with the shot. She gets it. Are they going to count it? No, they say she traveled. And now the subs all come in for Fort Recovery, as they will basically empty the bench right now. Let's see, Emma Schmitz and Ivy Toby, Cadence Eber, trying to get all the names here. Kenzie Garkey, all of them are in for Fort Recovery. Ball is knocked around and is picked out of there by Maddie Shainline. She'll bring it on down. Shainline gives it out in front. 30 seconds and counting in the game. Here's a drive and the ball knocked loose. And it's picked up, and now it's lost out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So with 25.6 seconds to go in the game, one last possession for Frank the Monroe. And they are going to fall to 7-11 on the year. Frank the Monroe with it to the near side. They look, can't find a shot. They bring it back to the near side. Nowhere to go, down to 10 seconds. And the subs not finding a shot. Now here is a long three, and it's no good. Rebound tipped out, picked up. 2 seconds to go, and they will not get another shot off because the ball game just ended. Your final score today, it's Fort Recovery 32 and Franklin Monroe 15. Fort Recovery improves to 6-11 on the year. Franklin Monroe drops to 7-11. And we are back after these words here on J Country 101.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where it's a happy home crowd that will head home today because the Fort Recovery Lady Indians come away with a win today, defeating Franklin Monroe pretty easily. Final score was 35-15. No, I think that's wrong. I think it's 32-15. We'll add it up here. We'll get to the scoring in just a moment, but it was 9-4 Fort Recovery at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, the Indians were up 17-7. And they little did they know that that would be enough points to win the game right there. But in the third quarter, they came out, only scored six, but Franklin Monroe only two. So at the end of the third quarter, it was 23-9, and then they coasted down the stretch of that one. Looking at the final scoring for Fort Recovery, actually only had four players to score. And I'm right, it was 32-15. Somebody added something up there at the top of the scoreboard. I know that wasn't right. So anyway, 32-15 was the final score as the Indians do get the win. Leading the way today for the Indians, Callie Wendell. She had 13 points, 3 three-pointers on the day. Also in double figures, Carly Niekamp. She was just very steady, scored in every quarter, and she finishes with 10. 7 points for McKenna Hillscamp, the freshman, doing a nice job out there, including a three-point basket. And also 2 points for Sage Luthold. So only four people scored for Fort Recovery. 13 for Callie Wendell, 10 for Carly Niekamp, 7 for McKenna Hillscamp, and 2 for Sage Luthold. For the Franklin Monroe Jets, Tim Bargie's team is now 7-11 on the year. They had no one in double figures, obviously. Presley Cox had 9 of their 15 points, and just 3 other people with 2. 2 for Kyra Barnes, 2 for Olivia Cease, and 2 for Ava Feigl off the bench. And the coach told me that without their leading scorer out there, Lily Schallebarger, who I guess was averaging double figures, and without her, he said they have had a hard time finding offense, and it showed. It showed. He knew what he was talking about as they, by quarters, scored 4, 3, 2, and 6 there in the fourth quarter. But Fort Recovery scored 9, 8, 6, and 9. So the Indians win it, final score of 32-15, and Fort Recovery now 6-11 on the year. There were no ties, no lead changes, and Fort Recovery comes away with the win. We will take one final break. We'll come back and we'll let you know what's coming up later today here on J Country 101, right after these messages.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies power recliner and lift chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
One last time from the Fortside Fieldhouse here in Fort Recovery as Fort Recovery wins today over Franklin Monroe by a final score of 32-15. 13 points for Callie Wendell, 10 for Carly Niekamp, 7 for McKenna Hillscamp, and 2 for Sage Luthold. Franklin Monroe led by Presley Cox with 9. And with the win, Fort Recovery now 6-11 on the year. Franklin Monroe is now 7-11 on the season. Well, coming up later this afternoon here on Jay Country 101, we have Indiana University basketball as the Hoosiers playing in Illinois today against the Fighting Illini, pregame at 2 o'clock, and the tip-off will be at 3. And then later tonight on all of our stations, you can hear the Jay County and Blackford boys basketball battles this evening, and that'll be coming up on the AM side at 1440 and FM 105.3. It'll be the Jay County side of things, and they will have the JV game, and that'll be starting at about 6:30 this evening. And then tip-off of the varsity will be at 8 o'clock. And on Jay Country 101, you'll have the Blackford side of things tonight starting about 7:45, as we'll have the Bruins and the Patriots from Jay County High School. Always an interesting game, and we hope you will join us. And then later tonight, we'll have Indiana Sports Talk with all the scores of all the games all across the state of Indiana. That'll go from 9:30 until midnight. And tomorrow, we have the AFC and the NFC Championship game broadcast. That starts at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. We hope you'll join us for that. Again, the final score here today was Fort Recovery winning over Franklin Monroe by a score of 32-15, and the Lady Indians with the win. And I want to thank my studio engineer back there at the station. Thanks to Eric Catterly for all his work, and we thank you for joining us today. Indians win 32-15. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening. Good afternoon from Fort Recovery.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.